Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 22nd, 2018, 1:30 p.m. And we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Simpson.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that please you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Please, God.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin our meeting today with items under. First thing I made is consider and approve execute receipt change order for Chief Phase 5, Chief Community Sewer Improvement for Grinder Pump Force Main Installation of the Texas Community Development Block Grant Fund with BDS Contractors LLC, DBA MK Constructors for an increase of 21 working days due to inclement weather conditions, bringing the total number of working days for the project from 90 to 111, and that's funded by a CDBG grant from Texas Department of Agriculture. Item B is consider and approve execute receipt and file change order number 3 for taxiway D reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport Port with Alco LLC for a decrease of $3,508.05 due to a decrease in excavation for the project, bringing the total contract amount from $2,211,515.40 to $2,208,007.35. That will increase the number of contract working days by 2 days, bringing the total number of contract days from 227 to 229, and that project is funded by Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 32. Item C is consider and approve a donation of salvage properties authorized by local government code Section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case, Goodwill. And via addendum, item D is consider and approve execute receipt file contract amendment to an offer from Mr. Saeed Ali to purchase Jefferson County land located at Riverboat Road, known as Precinct Number 2 Rock Yard, in response to a RFQ for commercial realtor brokerage services. And it will extend the closing date from January 17, 2018 to February 28, 2018. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Altman, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
No discussion, but I just want to make sure, Judge, that phase 5 of that Cheek Sewer project is moving along real fine. I want to make sure I made brought that to the attention of the court.
Very good. Yes, we have had some inclement weather.
Yeah.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, and the county airport, that item will be tabled if unnecessary. On the county auditor, we have one item A, regular county bills, check numbers 442309 through 442418. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Sundahl, second by Commissioner Altman. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Item under engineering will be tabled. Under district clerk, item A is consider possibly approved grant extending leave without paper up to 90 days from the Cole Fontenot with district clerk employees. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Y'all come back.
So, second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Sundahl. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, unanimously. Under mosquito control, via addendum, we have one item A to consider and approve downgraded chief pilot aircraft mechanic position to a pilot aviation supervisor with grade of 65 and budgeted at $72,000, which is a reduction of $8,071 and reclassification of pilot aircraft mechanic position to a pilot mechanical supervisor with grade of 65 and budgeted at $72,000, which is an increase of $6,053 with a net annual savings of $2,798. Do I have a motion on that item? Second, Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Sundahl. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And under county commissioners, Item A is consider possible approval and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a master clinical affiliation agreement between the Florida University and Jefferson County to renew the agreement for the clinical training of students. Item B is receive and consider a presentation from Mr. Ronnie Moon regarding the Pleasure Island project. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Dudley, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Moon, I'll invite you up to the podium. Please, sir.
Thank you, sir. This is really a great opportunity to say thank you. I left a packet on your desk of pictures and an update on what's happened so far since we got together a few months back. I know the storm has really messed everything up in the whole area, and we had a major cleanup scheduled for October 21st with the refineries providing materials and stuff, but that was delayed. We're talking probably maybe March or April. We're going to try to make it a combination bank fishing tournament cleanup for bank fishing for the public that does not have a boat and for the purpose of what these two levees are for. But if you look at the first picture, it shows you what it was before the grass cutting started. Then you see the picture to the right, which was during the process, and it was amazing. It took probably 3 weeks to just cut that North Levee Road because it hadn't been cut in over 12 years. And then at the bottom left, you can see what it basically looks like most of it after it was cut. And the picture to the right on the bottom is another picture of people that were already showing up to fish in areas that they were not able to fish at before.
That's on the north levee?
Yes, sir. The south levee has been completely cut, and I have to thank the sheriff's department and the county because it's amazing. I hope people have the opportunity to ride out there and take a look at both levees. The bird watching, you can do it now without all the shrubbery and everything in your way. It's good fishing. Right now, it's a little cold for the fishing, but it's going to get better, believe me. I've been fishing there for 40 years, and it's going to get better. That's why we're talking about having our contest in April. But the next picture is a drone picture. I met a young man that has a drone, and he's taking me complete pictures before the grass cutting starts, and then we have one after it's complete, and it's just amazing how people can ride out and take a look. And then the last picture is just one of the loads of trash that the sheriff's department has helped us get off out of this area. And if we have the fishing tournament, one of the entry fee is going to be, we're going to try to work it out with the salt club to have it at their facilities, but is to pick up a trash bag. Your entry fee is going to be a trash bag, and after you get through, you can have people come with you, they can pick up trash and do it for you, or you can do it after you fish. But I'd just like to say thank you for your time, and this hopefully is going to be a continuous thing to keep up for the public. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Moon. We appreciate all the work that you've done out there over the years and the passion that you bring to making Pleasure Island more usable by the public and getting people outdoors. Thank you for putting your time and energy into that. Anything further, commissioners? I did want to say that Orange and Hardin County have both appointed individuals by resolution to the long-term recovery group, which has been requested that Jefferson County come up with three people to name. Commissioner Senegal and I had an opportunity to talk outside the court, and we were thinking about one from South County, one from Mid County, one from North County. We had talked about Pastor Vaughn from Fort Arthur being from South County. The lady named Autumn Brown, who runs the Southeast Texas Civilian Coalition, that has done, they work with Golden Path, they live in mid-county, and she's been a real hard worker as far as taking care of post disaster relief efforts. Don't have anybody for North County, so we're gonna need to consider that next week. I wish the commissioners could give some thought to those three appointments so that we can discuss it next week.
We had any kind of information on those individuals that could be distributed to the court in the background?
Well, Pastor Vaughn has a nonprofit, Help I'm Hurting, they've got a website. You can read everything you want about him and that group on that website. I'll have to get something from Ms. Brown to distribute to y'all, but I would appreciate y'all talking about somebody from North County. Somebody who have a passion to work in long-term recovery and work with the other.
It could be from age, from age, you know, different agencies.
Yeah, the only, you know, the first person who came to mind was Carolyn Hernandez, but my understanding from talking to her is that because they do program qualification and entitlement work, that the liaison said she would probably not be appropriate to be on the long-term recovery group board. Anything else? Well, we appreciate you being here today, and that concludes our agenda. We are.